я Чикаго. Я тебе сам на чист. Elevator rise every night. Put a couple of fishes. I guess you got harder. Do the 20 minutes. You become home every night. Wake up to your voices. Pick up voices.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 366. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track by Goggs. That song is called She Got Harder, and it's from the band's self-titled album, which came out July 1st on In the Red Records. That is a project based, I don't know, somewhat in Memphis, somewhat in L.A., project of Chris Shaw from X-Cults and Ty Siegel, one of his many projects. I enjoy this one quite a bit, actually. Very noisy, working well for me on that post-punk today. Anyway, it's been 2 weeks since I did a podcast. I apologize. I've been sick. I'm likely to cough all over this microphone today, but hopefully I'll hit the mute button in time and save your ears. Here's a track from Radio Days. This song is called Back in the Day.
Fine. 'Cause the time
power pop. That is the Dolmans with the song Play It On Repeat. That is the A-side of a two-song single released June 1st on Pop Detective Records, that band out of Moss in Norway. And the B-side of that, I think, is a cover of a Katrina and the Waves song, and it's a very good one as well. So pick that one up there, and I think you can find that one on Bandcamp if you're not interested in the vinyl itself, which, hey, you probably should be. Vinyl's cool, right? Before that, we heard from Radio Days from Milano in Italy. That song is called Back in the Day, and that is the title track of the album. Came out March 31st of this year on Surfin' Kai Records. At least somewhere it did. I don't know. It's like five different labels on that one, released different places all over the world, different formats, whatever. But you can find that one again on Bandcamp, which is where I picked that one up. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, some more music for you now here. This is the band Happy Accidents from London. The song is Leaving Parties Early.
No, I'm not that smart, but I'll compensate with enthusiasm. Most of the time I'll try to at least know and I can be bothered. Not going out too much, but I must the knack of overstaying I am. So you do not suspect that, but as a matter of fact, I'm alright with it. And though I smile all the while, I'm just wondering how long better. I'll wait for a catch on the horizon. I'll try to keep my nervous energy from taking the form of quirky tangents. Cause I could fuck this up if I do not relax. But then in trying to relax, I just come off as a twat. Despite knowing that, I still try to relax. And though I smile all the while, I'm just wondering how long before I can. When I do, all ain't fine. I'm left wondering if there's something wrong with me. Oh, why can't I just enjoy anything?
I think we covered a fair amount of ground there. We started that set off with the Happy Accidents from London in the UK. That song is called Leaving Parties Early. It's on the album You Might Be Right, which came out July 1st on Alcopop Records. It covers a lot of ground on that album, actually, from tracks that are kind of anthemic Frank Turner into things that are kind of almost Decemberist in some folky elements there. That track there I like as well. So there's a little of everything on that album. I think you should hunt that one down. You'll be happy with the results. After that, we heard from Dentist from Asbury Park in New Jersey. That song was called Awful. It's on the album Ceilings, which came out June 24th on Little Dickman Records. Lots of things happening on that album as well. Obviously, a band that has no business being from New Jersey. Instead, they must come from the heart of C86 land somewhere, because definite throwback there to a wonderful, wonderful period. And then we ended things off with a band from Lawrence, Kansas called Chess Club. That band has a show coming up here in town, so I figured I'd pick up the album ahead of time and give that one a listen so I know what I was in store for. The song I played was Midwest Precipice. It's on the album High Sad that they self-released themselves in January of this year. I think you can find that on their Bandcamp, and I think it's a pay what you want as well. So throw them a couple of dollars and give that one a listen. Obviously in that emo revival sort of realm, though they like to toss math rock around as a genre, but I don't hear it a whole lot there. But maybe some of that post-hardcore blends in there somewhere. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 366. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. Show on the 22nd, Peasant and Inner Altar and somebody else are playing an in-store at Mills, early and all ages and free. The 22nd, Shrivan is playing at the Riot Room. 23rd, Cultivate Fest is happening all day at Penn Valley. I know Junior is playing that one, and they kind of interest me. But it's a free show, and it's an outdoor show, and, you know, wander through the park. You'll enjoy that. The 25th, Constant Insult is playing at Blind Tiger. 27th, Shell Shag is at Truce Fort. 29th, Witch Gel and Beelzebubba are at Holy Cow. And the 30th, White Oak is at Record Bar. Looking into August, CCTV on the 1st at Snake Tank. On the 3rd, Broncho at Riot Room. 11th, Jank is playing records with Merit. 13th, Madball is at the Riot Room. 15th, Joan Jett is at Starlight. 17th, No Thanks is at East Wing. 19th, Architects at the Riot Room. 20th, Beach House at the Uptown. Sadies are playing on the 22nd at Riot Room. 25th, Molly Maguire at Record Bar. And the 29th is The Body, somewhere in Kansas City. I don't know if they find a venue for that yet, but I'll keep you updated on the podcast, and we'll know long before the 29th of August where that show is going to be. Looking at the website, a few shows up there. There's photos and video up of the Drippy's Cowabunga Kid and Wide show that happened at Records with Merit on the 7th. On the 9th, there were photos from that blistered Eternal Sleep, Spine, Inner Altar, Time Walk, Contrast, All Hardcore, All the Time show that happened at Prohibition Hall. Photos and videos of both of those up there. And probably have some photos and video up there of that Cherry Death show on the 21st up by the time you go looking for it on the website. Anyway, one track left for you to play. This is the band Odyssey. This is a recording called Alarmed, and it's on the Odd Tape, which I believe it is a mixtape, though I did get it digitally because that's just kind of how I roll. But this is the project of... basically following this hip-hop producer who is Amir Muhammad El Khalifa, I believe, but he goes by Odyssey. He's a producer and rapper out of D.C. This is an instrumental tape of his beats and kind of follows his day from his initial alarm in the morning until he goes to bed at night. And I enjoy it a lot. It's kind of got some trip-hop happening. It's kind of got some breakbeat happening. It reminds me of Iku and some of the I don't know, more textured pieces. I enjoy it a lot. So anyway, this came out May 13th on Mellow Music Group. And this is, as I said, Odyssey. The song is Alarmed. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.